Members of the Public Accounts Committee yesterday grilled officials of the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, over their system losses and challenges with the acquisition of power by new customers. The company was cited by the Auditor General for infractions in the 2013 and 2014 audited reports. The Managing Director of ECG, Robert Jamna, who could not appear before the committee because of ill health, was represented by the Director of Operations, Tete Okain. He explained what constitutes technical and commercial losses and spoke about measures being implemented to reduce them.
When we talk about system losses, we look at the amount of energy we bought and then what we're able to sell. The difference is what we call the system loss. But the loss comes from different functions. With any electrical network, once you pass power through it, you are definitely going to lose some power. So naturally, once you have a network, you have some losses, which we call technical losses. The others are things like people stealing the power, not letting the power pass through the meters, or maybe we have somebody is connected, we have not meted the person. Apart from what maybe as a company we might not have done to measure whatever energy is being used, all the rest is theft of power. Those we call commercial losses. Our regulatory figure, which we have been allowed, is 21%. So we have to work to make sure that anything above 21% means we lose revenue. Another figure here says it was 27.44. With the technical losses, it's a matter of improving the electrical network. But with technical losses, you really need to invest a lot before you can really make any mark. The other side, the commercial losses, where I say it's a theft. We realize people have the meters and they use wires to bypass the meters so that they use the power and the meter will not record. So as part of that solution, we started putting meters on the pool where whatever passes through will go straight to. Then nobody can steal the power.
Mr. Okain was also questioned by the ranking member on the committee, Alhaji Ibrahim De Abubakar, over the acquisition of new meters and connection of power into new buildings.
What we have come to realize is most of the time, people don't come directly to us. They try to pass through people. And when you try to go through them, they will tell you it's going to take you 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, etc. Until recently, what we were even doing, you apply for your power today. If you are able to pay today within 24 hours, you have your connection. If it's straight connection from the pool to the house. But a few challenges has made this program to delay. But most of the time, there are these intervening human beings who try to not allow the system to work. I know most of the time we have contractors, etc., who work for them. So definitely anything they do, we are responsible for it. But some of them are creating troubles for us. As and when we see them, we clear them from the system because they are giving us a bad.
This is your 24-hour declaration. I don't want to be a prophet, but I want to tell you that over the next few days, people will try to come directly to you to see if they can get a 24-hour service.
Yeah, Chairman, what I said now was until recently, we were able to do the 24 hours. Now we are having few financial challenges.
The MP for Ablekuma Central's Theophilus Tetek Chai asked the ECG Director of Operations, Mr. Okain, whether it was appropriate to mount meters outside houses on electric poles.
As part of your implementation plan, you did indicate that you've introduced split meters, and then you are also installing the meters outside fascia boards, sometimes on your poles. I want to find out whether those meters that you store outside the homes, especially the ones that install on the electric poles, were they meant for that environment?
Yes, there are standards for those meters. So they have to meet certain moisture and dust characteristics. And they are designed to meet those characteristics so they can be installed outside.
Don't you think that is what is contributing to the hue and cry from the general public with your meters frequently getting damaged?
Well, I'll admit some of the meters got damaged, but majority of the meters are okay. You get only a few which are damaged.
You've given yourself 10 years to ensure that these meters are installed countrywide, right? How far have you gone?
For now, that's prepayment metering, which we talk about. Now we are around 40%. 40% of our customers are on prepayment metering.
And do you think you'll be able to meet the 10 years target?
We believe we will be able to do it. Everything going well.